Is it, you want to put it so I can see everybody better? It recording? It
Says recording. I didn't hear it in the beginning, but
what do you mean you didn't
Heavy,
hear?
what packet are we doing today?
This meeting, I think. Looks like it is.
Are you sure?
You want me to use my phone?
I have a recorder also.
Oh,
we got a new recorder.
Okay, great.
Avram, I got a new recorder.
That's awesome.
The batteries are working out.
Rebbe, what packet are we doing today?
Lamed Hey. Okay, Rabbi Say. Packet Lamed Hey is in Kiddush Al Yayin Sarach. What is the story about making Kiddush on schnapps? Okay. So if you look, so at first glance, I mean, the question is it considered Chamar Medina? So if it's Chamar Medina, then maybe you could use it on Shabbos day. If it's not Chamar Medina, then not. And even if it is Chamar Medina, the question is, we had a discussion whether even Friday night you can use a Chamar Medina or not. So that's the okay. So we're going to see now the chorus for this topic of. Okay, so let's take a look in the first page in the Magen Avraham. Whether you can make Kiddush al Yain Sarif. So the Magen Avraham is here in Ein Reish Beis, Sif Katan Vav. So it says the Magen Avraham, Nirali de'im kachim al Yain Sarif. Elim came to Medina Sharov Shtia Sahamon who yain Sarah Bukhol Hayam. Or as he says, oh. Okay, you have the phone?
Sorry.
Does he have the phone? Does he have the packet on the phone? You know, maybe he has, what?
Sorry.
Yeah, that's the end of an email. So, Yayin Sarif could work if in the locations that Rov Shtiyas Ha'amon who Yayin Sarif B'chol Hayom. But that's the Rov Shtiyah, that they drink Yayin Sarif. Every day. Which countries are these?
Vodka.
Russia, vodka, right? That's what Aaron's saying. Right? But then, you know, that's basically a question of what the definition of Yayin of Chamar Medina is. He's saying for it to be Chamar Medina, it has to be the Rov Shtia of that locale. So then you could be able to use it for the Magen Avraham. So now let's take a look at the Machtis HaShekel. Machtis HaShekel on page 2 is on this Mogen Avraham. He says, Rosh Alomo Otam Deim Chachim Yan Sarif Da Mavur Kach HaBechadish Lishtos Mlo Lugbov Dain a Rov Revis, that you have to drink a Rov Revis Vein Derech Lishtos Yan Sarif Kol Kach HaBe Bepamachas. Right? Most people don't drink so much. And even though the Siv Dad Yudal says Mitztarfim Shtiyas Chol HaMesubim Mlo Lugbov, that's only b'di'evet. But with l'chatchila, you should have one person. You should have one person drinking a whole below lugma right away. So therefore, that's another potential problem that could Chay Kosov Chuv is Beis Yaakov. Avol Gav Da Taz Kosov Yain Sarf In Tzorach Shir Revis. That's the famous. Is it plugged in? It says the battery's running. That. The Taz says that you don't need a revius for bracha chrono, the day b'mashu who shir shtiyah l'rov b'nei adam. The Taz is a bit chiddush, right? The famous Taz that in Siman Reish Yud Sifkat Nalz. That normally to Vabracha Chrona you need to have a revis. So he says, but that's only for something that you normally would drink that amount. But if schnapps, you're not going to, so many people take a full cup of, and guzzle down schnapps. You know, it doesn't work that way. So he says, so it shows that has a chashivas even with a little, with a shot glass. So that's the source. That's the source that people make kiddush on the little schnapps glass. It's because that's a chashiv. Just like the Taz says, you can make a bracha chrona on a shot glass. You don't need a whole, so too, kiddush as well. So that little shot glass has like a status kilu, it's a revis. Well, Friday night is a separate question whether you can use Khamar Medina Bechal on Friday night. Rambam says you can't make Kiddush on Khamar Medina Friday night, and others disagree. Ravon, but. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, the question about the first coast is Kiddush.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you see the same thing about like a hard call?
For what?
From Afrona or something?
No, because coffee, you drink revius of coffee.
Yeah, but it's boiling hot.
No, you might not drink it right away, but schnapps, you just drink a little glazel, and you're not going to drink a whole cup. The Lizvish community is not so many. So let's look in the Tshuva's Beis Yaakov on page 6, starting page 7.
Rav Simon, maybe the taz, but when you have a kosher bracha, it doesn't. It's a different story, you know.
And therefore what?
No, Taza's talking about just a regular. I heard this argued. Taza's talking just a regular. You're just taking a drink, but a kosher bracha needs a revius. It's a kosher bracha.
Right.
The kiddush or kiddush. He wasn't talking about kiddush.
Right. He wasn't talking about kiddush. You want to say maybe a kosher bracha? But I don't know, because Lamaisa, he's letting him make a bracha achrona. So. Bracha Chronu is more chomer than so if it could work for Bracha Chronu, I don't think it's such a big jump to say that it could work for Kosher Bracha. Because Kosher Bracha Chronu means you're making a bracha, which could be a shayla of a bracha vatala, and he's letting you make a bracha Chronu on a lezel, on a little shot glass. So kosher bracha is not more chomer than the din of a bracha achrona. So you could say that svara, but you could say the counter svara that I just said to you right now. Okay, so let's look at the Beis Yaakov here. He has an interesting tshuva. Imuta lekadesh kedusha rabba b'shachar shel Shabbos al mashke k'shakorim yain sorof. In other words, page 7. In other words, schnapps, you boil the barley with the water, and then it fumes, and from the fume you make the schnapps. So maybe that's Zeya Ba'alma.
Or something
that might be some
people are
somewhere from the schnapps. Right. So Rabbi Hess says that this discussion is also relevant whether schnapps is chametz gomer or not. Because maybe it starts with the barley, but then you make it into Zeya, and then you from there.
It's Ne'eshua.
Well?
Ne'eshua talks about that.
Yeah,
it's Ne'eshua.
Yeah. So he says, "Shuva svarzu de ino elzei ba'alma svara dechuyi." Tchil avar imroi lekadosh yon sarv mechad sarv lishtos ruba dekasa kol shol kiddush. Yon sarv ein derech lishtos kol kach harbe. So first he says you don't drink so much. You have shol little melom lugbav a few, right? So then he says that the Taz says that it's even the poch mervis, it's okay. So that was one aspect. But now let's speak about the other aspect about that it's Zaya.
They also make it in a disposable little cup, which is also an issue.
Yeah, okay, that's a separate issue. So the question is, the fact that it's Zaya, so is it like, so does that mean that it's like water now? or not? So he has a whole discussion here. And he says, at the end here, Chomokim gabi machal, mosha'olu min azeh gufa machal. Chasir min ha-machal. Kim fizek shem sharin, shach l'shem mosha chasir min azeh, v'hainu al-yidei azeh. So what's the status of the schnapps? So at the bottom of page 7, he says that the Yain Sarf Sha'osi Minayin Besach, if you're going to make schnapps from wine, Avol Pisha Inu Rak Zeya Ba'alma, Harehu Ki Isser Atzma. It's still considered like the Isser itself. So it's still considered like Yain. So then that would be mashma that it would be good. Otherwise, you wouldn't say that it's just considered like mine. Right? There's a Truvus Mishnas Yaakov like that, that maybe once it goes into Zeya, so like it's no longer the thing, the original thing anymore. But he's saying no, that it still gets the same status of the, right, if it's Zeyav Chalav, it's still Chalav. Right? That's how we usually assume La Halacha. That the Zeyav, of the whatever, you have a piece of meat, right? The famous Ramah, that you have a piece of salami hanging from the ceiling, and then you have a pot of milk underneath, and the steam goes up. So we say that that's considered basam chalav, if it's still hot with the time, because we don't say, well, the chalav now is day and the zay is like water. And the Mishkan Rosh Yaakov has such an svar, but he thinks not that way, and then that would be a kula also to be able to make kiddush. However, let's see the Keser Rosh. Well, it's Reicha, that's a different thing. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner wrote the Keser Rosh. So he has a piece here. I mean, it's the Torah of Chaim Volozhiner. He says, by Rav Asher HaKohen. So he says over here, the Keser Rosh, discussing this question on page 10. Eilu Kaddish Shachris al Yain Sarf. So this is from Rav Chaim Volozhiner, from this Talmud, that you shouldn't make Kiddush on Yain Sarf. V'yoseh tov al pas v'al sheicha. So a pas probably means Friday night, a pas, and Shecher would mean Shabbos day. So you're not going to make Kiddush. Yeah, but how can you make Kiddush on pas on Shabbos day? Right? No such thing as Kiddush on pas. Right, just making a motzi.
Right.
So when he says, Eilikal Shachris al Yansaf, Yosher Tov, Al pass Friday night. even though he started on Sheikha. What? How does that work?
Maybe because he doesn't morning.
Then you're not making Kiddush.
You can't read the Al Pasval Sheikha to mean Friday night and Shabbos day, because later on he says in the Sefer, he says V'af Balil Shabbos Kodesh in the Yoni Kadesh Al Pas.
On Leil Shabbos you can make on Pas.
He's still in the Sefer. So clearly in that Mitziusa he's still talking about Shabbos Shacharis.
So what, to make Kiddush on Pas? On Shabbos Shachris?
That's the only fair reading of this paragraph, I think. Because it's Kad Shachris, V'yotei Tov Al Pas Al Shechar, and then later on he talks about Av Balel Shabbos Kol.
So one second, let's see. So that's could you make so how does that work? Shabbos day El Pas.
He says it works.
But you're making a motzi anyway. So
now if you made it Friday night, you'd also be making a motzi anyway.
Oh, so. But there you're making it in the context of Kiddush. You're making it in the context. In other words, you're going to make the motzi in the context of the Kiddush. A motzi Rachman Arts, where you would make the bar paragofen in the regular Kiddush. So here you would make hamotzi instead of the bar paragofen. But on Shabbos day, the question is, how would that work? If you say, you're right, that's how it's seemingly reading, but the question is, how do we have any understanding of that?
I don't understand why we can't say that Shabbos day is also in the context of Kiddush, because even though Rebbe says that all the psukim you say mean nothing, at the end of the day, it shows the context. That's showing the context of the bracha. So why can't we just say that?
Because I don't understand. Those psukim didn't exist probably Mizman HaGemara. When the Gemara spoke about Kiddusha Rabba in the time, they didn't have those. That's a much later thing to make those, to say those psukim. So what are you,
like, but even if it's later, you're still giving the context now.
But psukim are hard to. Right, that's nothing. The psukim. They're not ola. It's just you say psukim, but.
It's the same thing, like if you before you say a bracha, you say, I'm having kavana for X, Y, Z. So, you know, if a person...
But where's the rhyme? You said the rhyme.
The rhyme says,
So, Kusum is that, yeah. But then he says, "Vaf Malel Shabbos Kodesh she'ein lo yayin yikadesh al apas." And not Yain Sarif. It was the last line when he says, Vaf Malel Shabbos Kodesh she'ein lo yayin yikadesh al apas. But not, but is, does he say that in the day?
Look at I guess that's the Briskarov on the left. He says it expressly.
He says, Shalom, Mishal Kaddish, Al Yain Star, Mashachris, Shabbos, Amarlo, Amarlo, She'enu Mashke, Yosetov, Alapas.
So he's saying you do it on Pas and Shabbos Shachris.
Your
question, you know, how does this work is a good question, but there's no argument as to what their view is.
Yes, it seems. Yeah. Shalom Yishal Kaddish Al Yain Sar for Shachris Shabbos.
Rabbi, I used to go to Rabbi Block's house, and on Shabbos day, everyone would wash first. You come to the table, he would make kiddush, and then he would make hamotzi.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that all the psukim that you say in kiddush would not be considered a hefsek. According to Rebbe, all those psukim are nothing. So why wouldn't they be mafsek? You know? Maybe he should have just said the bar pri agafen.
Yeah. Okay. No, Rabbi Old is right, and that seems what Russian is saying, but it's a very. So he would just make hamotzi. Okay.
Rabbi, when did they make the nusach of Kiddush of the day? Like what time period?
I don't know. Probably much later. I don't know when.
I heard a story once about the Rav when he was a young boy with his uncle. His uncle said not to say the psukim, and he says, "What do you mean? They're right in the Siddur."
Right here. So what's the shot? So Rav Shechter claims in his sefer an idea that he's understanding on page 14. He says, "Yesh Godum, the Minigol of Shinogal of Ar Shahakol. Ayin Sarach, that the minute that people make a shahako on schnapps, I aim to say for Shari Rachman and Huggles Rachmi Velazin. Shatomo Mashinogu Harbel Kaddish of Kosu Yan Sarach from Shabbos, Tosu Shadina Kahama Medina, Vatomo Kaha Grachal Ozek and Kaddish on Marach. As he's saying, he thinks the Pshad in the Chaim Velazina is that it's not a mashke. The way Rav Shechter always explains it is that, as he's going to say later on, mashke is a beverage when you, something you used to quench your thirst. Which is the opposite of what we saw in Samano that says that Dafka, it's not, right? Who said that one of the Chronim we saw the other day says it has to be Dafka, not something you use to quench your thirst, because then it doesn't have Chashivas. Or Moshe, maybe. Yeah. So he says here, you know, Dover, he says the Mashke is not totally. The first word in the line is Hadover Gush or Nozil. It's not totally in solid versus liquid. A culture who beverage, Shaobe the Rava spoke some Ono, Tino Kimashke. If it's to quench your thirst, it's a Mashke. A culture Eno, Ome the Kakdina Kocho. Fize Hayanirish, I feel the Medina shows him Vatka Larov, he shows him Sobator's beverage. Mele Ain Dino Kimashke Klau. That's a nukol adonalav shulai dino kichamar medina. So that's what he thinks is what he's what Rav Chaim Volozhin is saying. That it's not that that's why he was against.
So Rabbi, even if you want to say it's like an oichel, but it's still a chashev a thing. So why can't it be a chashev a oichel?
Because you have to make kiddush on a mashke.
But you can make kiddush on pas. And pas is a chashev a thing too.
On Friday night you can make it on pas.
But Reb Chaim Volozhin said you can make kiddush on pas Shabbos day.
Yeah, maybe the way that's the way, but I don't know. That's the way it appears that he's saying, but I'm not convinced that there was not some mistake here in the transmission. But you're right, that's what it seems to say. But Rav Shachter thought the opposite, that that's what he means to say. That Yain Saraf is an ochel, not a mashke.
I'm saying, let's say... I'm saying, could it be used Friday night? You know, let's say it's an oichel, but it's still chashev, right?
Yeah, so you
said, isn't it chashev?
Yeah.
So could it still be used Friday night?
I don't know. Could you use anything that's not past Friday night?
Yeah, like let's say you have fancy chocolate or something.
You want to make kiddush of fancy chocolate?
Yeah, you know, it's a chashev
cake,
a thing.
At least
the chocolate cake is different because that's pasah baba kista. But say you have fancy chocolate.
Yeah, why not? It's chashev.
No, because chashev says you need pas. Or maybe even if you want to have pasah baba kista, but at least pas.
How's Rabbi Shachter getting it? How's he getting that? How's Rabbi Shachter getting that from the Reb Chaim Volozhin?
Yeah, so you
that's his kavanah.
Yeah, I mean, he writes. Yeah, Yeah, 1 second. Let's see.
Okay, I don't want to take up the time. Okay. I'll read it out.
1 second. Let's. Yeah. And he quotes the Kajiglov of Shechter here on page 14 of the bottom. Bineh Agon Mikajiglov, Hashem Yin Kodom, because of the tshuva, I put the tshuva here in the packet. Liyashem Minig Olam, Shepkachem Kos Katana. In other words, he gives the yishuv that we make Kiddush of a schnapps glass, that's a shot glass, and doesn't have a revius. So we saw that some say based on the Taz, Kos Lochit Yoyan Sarf Dinuka Ochel. So he says that Yai Tsarov is Dinuka Ochel. On Shokan Shiru because I will be revius. So he says that's the word. It's like an ochel. But then there's a sarak and gadol. Before bar gadol, they had karas maskon shekazush. I had sarak dinuk ochel. In the chorus of death is tiny sagracha now. I have shown bachshiva kachamar medina. Although zekim omarak, kachamar medina has to be a maske.
Yeah, but I don't see Rav Chaim Voloshiner ever said the svara. I mean,
yeah. So that's the question.
Where did he get that from? I mean, you could read that into him, but I don't say explicitly. He may just be saying that
you can't
down it in one shot. Huh?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe it's like a Magen Avraham that you can't down it in one shot. I mean, can.
Well, look now, let's look on page 10 of the bottom at footnote of tests.
Yeah, I know you said something similar in the footnote, but how does the footnote know?
Yechel HaRishon, Yechel HaKadosh HaChamar Medina, Fashulchan Aruch, Friya Kedatz HaRosh, V'Laili HaKadosh HaPas, V'lo HaChamar Medina. V'Boker Tov Yechel HaKadosh HaShecha, Sheyivarach HaLav Shachol, Chod HaBirkas HaMotzi, Shem Yivarach HaPas, Enu Nikra HaKiddush. Next, because of Rabbeinu, he does a Shulchan Aruch. The Malaya Odi Vukadosh Shal Pas Me'al Chama Medina Kiddush Yom Odi Vukadosh Shal Chama Medina Me'al Pas Kochi Yikadosh Al Sheicha V'Min Sheicha Chovi V'Lo Avad Yikadosh Shal Pas V'Lo Yon Tzaraf Tul Choshid Mashke. Plus, you have that Girsa V'Lo Choshid Mashke. I think there's a gift he quotes. It's a little Choshev Mashke. Okay, but.
Rabbi?
Yeah. But the Kajik Lover holds that it's a din of Ochel, but it's an Ochel that you drink like a liquid. So he still holds it's a din of oichel agabe brach achrona that a kezayis. One second. But you still can make take a look here. Take a look on page 21 in the Kajik Love. So in the Amatayra Madura Beis, Overus Ches. Only second arrow. No, first arrow. Fia Amor Mokamish Barosh Lomar, Telini Yain Sof Shiru Lebrach Achrono Kizayas Kedas Ataz, Belomi Tamei. In other words, the Taz says you don't need a Kizayas, you don't need a Revius because it's Choshev. And you know, whoever drinks a Revius. But he wants to say a different word. He says the Ein Sarif is made Paris. Made Paris. The Eno Mizaimash, it's not one of the Zaimashk. Rako Mitapuche Adama, it's either made from potatoes or from barley Sorum, Shar may pay us. A few years ago, man, my was Liam Bossarov, Kachos of Prima Godem. The whole Sharov may pay us, bottle man, mine, Barov. Yeah, if he's a Ola Yoff and Minog, so the Kanish Beyond Shabbos Kodish, or Tlochus Kanish like Tlof, him are going to run. Here's the Indian Mora, the Rabban of Shirk is Ice, who Klish Beis, who in Matzah, the rest of Shirk Hatzi Beitza. So we go for the Rabban, we have a smaller shear of what is a Kazayis. So Kiddush Hayom is, so he says that it's not one of the Zayin Mashkim. In other words, to be a Mashkim, it has to be one of the Zayin Mashkim. It's not one of the Zayin Mashkim.
It's made from water. Why not? You have to mix barley and water. You don't just
yeah. But what's the ikar?
The ikar is going to be the water. You don't sell it as an inhalant, although I think they're making it now.
One second.
By volume, the majority is water, but the important part is the non-water element.
Right. So he's saying, therefore, you treat it like
it's 50% alcohol, 40% alcohol.
Right. He says like this. It's made Paris. It's not.
But why is it made Paris? Made Paris is made from oranges. This is made from water. You put water into the bottle.
Particularly vodka, which is flavorless. It's not allowed to have flavor unless it's labeled that way. Straight vodka has to be nothing but fermented barley, water, potato water.
But you're putting in water.
Right. So if it's 40 or 50% alcohol, there's no other ingredient except water there. Nothing. You've strained out all the potato juice. You've got nothing but the alcohol. Doesn't taste like potatoes. It's ethyl alcohol and water is all vodka is, unless you put in flavoring.
So he's saying that.
And if it's, if it's not 50%, then the majority agreement is clearly straight water. However,
But the ikar saying is still the.
Yeah, that we if you mix one part wine with three parts water, you still better make bracha breaker agafen.
Right. So he says it's not considered. So therefore.
What is concentrated grape juice then?
Concentrated grape juice is you've taken out the water, a lot of the water.
But then you're adding back water to make it
right.
Juice.
That's reconstituted. That's reconstituted.
Right. So how could you make a Kiddush on concentrated grape juice?
Unless you say
reconstituted,
reconstituted, yeah.
For the same reason you can by taking three parts water to one part wine, still barely.
You say the ikar is the orchel, so mamela is considered an orchel, but lamaisa you drink it. So, like Rav Shachter said, oh, but if it's an orchel, then for sure it's no good. But he's saying no, he's still. Like that, like the first Israel said, what's an ochel versus mashke? If you drink it with a spoon, if you eat it with a spoon, then that's a machel. If you guzzle it, then that's a mashke. But al pidin, it's still considered an ochel because the maisa, like Rabbi Alter said, the ikar is the sorim or the tapuach adam. So mele can still get a shear of a kazayis, and therefore a kazayis, and therefore you only have to have the shear of a shot glass and not a revius, but you're still you could put an olive into a shot glass.
Unless you hold like an olive, you scout the whole place.
Right, then you need a big shot glass.
Right.
But yeah. So Mamela, that's his war. But see, the Tefla's thing is a Kiddush that if you don't drink it to quench your thirst, then it's not mashke, he'll say no. That anything you drink, derech shtiyah, is a mashke. Doesn't have to quench your thirst. If you like a borscht, then that's an oichel.
I mean, what about an ice cream float, like in a soda? You put ice cream.
One second. So therefore, that's the kosher glove's work. And the reason why you don't need a revius for because it's an oichel, but it's still legabe kiddush. Still, it's both. It's an oichel and a mashke. Surah of her is the surah of shtia, because so not the surah of achila. So that's good enough to make kiddush on. But bottom line, it's still an oichel because of the ingredients. So therefore, you're going to have the shear of a gazayas and not a shear of a revius. That's what the Kashuk says.
And which do we understand to be bigger? So gazayas or revius?
So in other words, so revius is less because revius, so you can put an olive in a shot glass, even though a shot glass is not a revius.
Uh-huh. So
that's why he's understanding the minig olam who makes kiddush on a shot glass. So the Taz said, the other Achronim say, the Rogan of Rome says it's based on the Taz, that the Taz Paskin, you can make a Brach Achronim Pachas Revius on a shot glass, because that has that's a Derech, it's a Shivas.
It's just,
right, 1 second. So that's, so Rav Shechel says, once he's treating it like an Oichel, then you can't make Kiddush. So some of the kosher glove held no. It's an ochel, therefore you only need a kazayis, and the shot glass is good enough. But it's not eaten like borscht. It's not eaten with a spoon. It's still guzzled down. So really, it still has a tzura of a mashke, even though it's a shear of, which is also Kiddush, but that's what I think the kosher glove meant to say.
Why are you
So Rabbi Hess is asking, so why do people Dafka do it? Why do people put themselves in this machloikis? So Aaron says because maybe it's chaviv olay.
What?
Aaron says it's chaviv olay.
If he's a connoisseur.
Yeah. It could be.
Is it okay to make it on a revius?
After all the shiur we had on grape juice, that it's not so pusher that grape juice is wine or, and like people point out, maybe it's not so pusher it's even Chamer Medina. But maybe this taka, maybe they're right. The Chassidim maybe are right. I don't do that, but
what about on a revius of Yain Sarif?
On the revius of Yain Sarif, so then it's still you have to assume it's from a Medina, but then, but how many people are having a revius of Yain Sarif?
I've seen plenty of people.
I've not seen plenty of people.
Depends what circles you travel.
You're having a different rules.
No, I've seen people make kiddush on a revius.
If you have a revius of Yayin Sarf, you'll be traveling in circles.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. No, I make Kiddush on a revius. I saw my Shver did it. I saw a lot of people did it.
Your Shver make Kiddush on the revius of Schnapps?
Yayin Sarf, of vodka, yeah.
Yeah?
His
whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where was he from?
Rabbi, do you know who he was?
Sure he knows.
Rabbi Small.
Rabbi Mitzvah Small. He was a nephew of?
They never quoted me the source, but Shabbos morning, not Friday night.
Well, he didn't want to be so much on the sheet that you don't need a revius.
Well, he didn't like grape juice too much, and if there wasn't any wine, he definitely preferred the schnapps.
He didn't like grape juice to taste, or he didn't like the
halacha? No, he wasn't much of it. He didn't, he didn't use it for avocaisis or anything.
Right. So he never, right. I'm saying grape juice took on later time. I told you. Yeah. I don't know. I think we should go back to the back. I told you I was in the mountains in the camp this past Shabbos, and in camps they don't allow wine, but I found some wine. I found some wine. They got me some wine for Friday night. I made kiddush on Friday night on wine. I figured I'm giving shiurim the whole time that we shouldn't use grape juice. So I make kolon for Shabbos day and so on. Friday night.
Let me try it. Shabbos day.
Usually when I places I am, they have food.
So could we make a Shabbos day on Parshas Mirvias Yain Sarf if you're making a kula Shabbos day?
So there was an old minig like that.
No, but we're trying to frag up this minig, right? I don't have this minig because I don't do it because of this reason. A lot of my friends do.
I make Kiddush on wine Shabbos day also.
Okay.
Make twice. I'm also machmir to make Kiddush at the Sukkot. I come home, say 10:30. I have crackers and herring, and then we're not going to have the suda till 11:30, 12, depending upon what time of the year. And I'll make kiddush again.
But you could be yaitzev a chatchila from somebody else in the morning.
Shabbos, I have that. I made a cheshbon that over Shabbos I have dal kosos of wine because I have Friday night and I have twice Shabbos in the morning and then have dal. I'm not machpid to have at Shal Shuris, the Rambam Shita. So I have balakosis.
I've seen people make by Shal Shuris, but not drink the whole Revius. Is that any Sfarah?
In the middle of the meal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's in the benching, right? Every bencher has it.
Yeah.
So, okay. My father. But I don't know if you have to drink Revius for that.
Yeah. I don't know. Chivas or Revius. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Lamed. We basically finished Lamed Hey. We can do Lamed Vav tomorrow. Back in Lamed Vav.
So Lamaisa, it's not so wise to help them to use Yayin Sarif. If I have a choice of Yayin Sarif and grape juice.
It depends. If you have the Litvaks.
I don't have that minig. My father never did it.
It's not for kids. Your father dafka went. Well, that was your shver who went out of his way.
No, my shver. Yeah, my revius. Had a revius.
And what did your father? Never, what about your father?
Yeah, wine. My father used wine. He came from Romania. He drank wine at every meal on Saturday.
You should follow your father's minig.
Yeah, I do. Wine. I have wine.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Merz.